Jammers.
Wait, what's the ship?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh.
I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
Jammers.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want. Welcome to
Sounds. Jammers.
Jammers. The Selfish Health Podcast. I'm Wendy Starling.
I am Megan Rice.
And?
Hey.
Stephen Penta.
And real stoked to be here.
Super stoked.
We have a great guest today. We're going to learn how to massage ourselves, how to appropriately get a massage, everything we could ever possibly want to know.
I'm very excited.
I'm so excited.
How to massage our friends and lovers.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to learn how to rub my girlfriend properly.
Yeah, this is how this came about. Stephen, his girlfriend goes and gets massages from a phenomenal massage therapist, and we are lucky
enough. I wonder who she is and where she is.
Ooh, I bet. Ooh, look, there's somebody to my right. Who could this be?
What?
Hi.
Oh, hi, guys.
It's Michelle Sinicor.
Hello, Michelle.
Hey.
Welcome. Licensed massage therapist. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
We got a table set up.
It's very fancy.
Oh, man. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions and we're going to just start physically manipulating Christina's body.
Yes. This is totally safe. She will not be injured whatsoever.
Oh, no.
Michelle's very
we have. She might be screaming a lot, but she won't be injured.
Yeah. Perfect. Screaming permanently.
Scream? You've given her massages before. Is screaming part? I wasn't aware screaming is part of the equation.
She doesn't tell you things.
No. Okay.
It's scream therapy.
I am very excited about that.
That's how you get all the... So we have a real massage therapist here. Now, you're very zen looking. You're in like a yoga tank top. You're the most chill person I've seen in New York. And I've been here for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So does that part of the zen... How did you get into massage therapy?
So about 9 years ago now, I started going to yoga. I was eating a vegetarian diet. And when you start to make those life decisions, other things kind of fall into place. You start making healthier decisions in your life and you start really taking care of yourself. You become very physically and emotionally aware of decisions and different events in your life that occur and how you react to those and how your body kind of falls into place then with that and how much stress can really, really affect your body and put you in pain. And I actually used to be in theater. And we always were into movement and dance. And in those classes, you end up just like massaging each other all the time. It's just like one of those things for like you're just touchy-feely.
What kind of an acting class?
Well, yeah, UCB, you're just they like touchy-feely
no,
in theater.
Were you in theater when you were a kid? One. Like I was in marching band and we did the same thing.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
that's in the title.
You were in marching band? I was in marching
band. And you massaged each other?
We massaged everyone. It was just...
I feel like our marching band didn't have that too often.
Marching band in the theater squad. It was very pervy.
Stephen, when the teacher massages you, that's
thank
not,
you.
That's not emotionally safe, okay? What's the statute of limitations on that? How old are you?
53.
Oh, God.
You look great.
In acting class, you do like all the vocal warm-ups where you're like, and you loosen your arms.
You're the sound therapy, just like the animal movements. It sounds totally insane, but this is what you do to like warm up. You pretend you're an animal. You get into all these movements and you just could become really like in your body. And I just was always kind of fascinated with bodies. And when I was massaging my friends for fun, they'd always go, Michelle, you're so good. Oh my God, you should do this professionally. And then for years I was like, nah, I don't think so. And then I thought, you know, I needed to change my career a little bit. I was a costume designer for 6 years.
Oh, awesome.
And I was kind of getting a little over that world. And I thought, all right, well, why don't I delve into the holistic alternative health world and try massage therapy?
Was there a gateway? Was there a first step? Was there kind of a moment of realization where that clicked with you?
So I was giving my best friend a massage and just for fun at home, we were watching a movie. And she goes, Michelle, this is serious now. You haven't been super happy with your career lately. I really think you should go to school here in New York for massage therapy. And I said, you know what? Okay.
Did Did you know anyone? I mean, did you get professional massages regularly?
Yeah, not regularly. Maybe once every couple of months. When I was in high school, I'd go in our local town once in a while. My dad has always been a super holistic person, and I grew up and with him always going out and getting massages. So it wasn't like something totally new in my life.
Well, because Megan and I were talking about this earlier today. We're excited and we're like, oh, and we got to ask this and find most people. That's a very giving thing for you to do, because most people, the last thing you want to do, you're on a date with someone and they're like, give me a massage. It's like, you give me a massage.
Oh, and I'm terrible. Well, but even
because you were talking about like when you were younger, like giving your girlfriends massages. Like I remember doing that at sleepovers, and yeah, the best the would thing. Be like doing that train. Like the massage exactly. train was if you were in the front.
Yeah,
that was the best.
Are you guys really lazy massage givers? Like when you give a massage, do you feel like you're a giving masseuse?
I liked when I was a personal trainer, I used to massage some of my clients, and so I wasn't licensed, but I would, you know, massage for extra tip money.
That's great. When you're in that world, you know, right. the muscles, you know how right. it works, and a lot of personal so trainers I like do doing, some massage work.
And now for you, is that did you get like, and this is going to sound real hippy dippy, I don't know what order we're going to air these episodes, but we met with a spiritual healer on the last week, and so I'm psychic, I found out. Also
you're just bragging about that all
I'm
over
psychic,
town.
So I don't even really
that'll
have
be
to
every
ask
episode.
You this. Right. I mean, I already know what I'm going to say. Right. But I'll do it for the dumb people in the audience that aren't spiritually tuned in like us.
Mm-hmm. None of the listeners are dumb. They're all real smart, beautiful, regular.
Yeah, Wendy knows that.
She the
knows
salt everything. Of the earth people.
And I knew you were going to say that, which is why I paused. Do you get, is it like good vibes for you? Are you doing the breathing thing when you're massaging someone? Because I know you're taking negative energy out or tense energy. So do you have to do like energy work and breathing work on yourself when you're doing that so that you don't carry tension?
Yes. Cool. So there's definitely a lot of breathing work through it. So you don't have a lot of that tension stuck in you. Like something even really simple to think about is when you're massaging, don't hold your shoulders up to your ears, because that's a really great way of getting energy stuck in your arms and your neck. And you could leave the session feeling maybe angry, totally tired, or just totally exhausted.
Right. Or if
it's
you're
not with everybody, right. It just depends on who you're working
with.
If
you're
at
massaging
the time.
Me and you take my energy, you will leave the session very drunk. Well, it's great. This chick Wendy comes in, she gets done. I feel drunk and I feel like I've been doing cocaine all night. I have so much energy for the rest of my sessions. I'm transmitting toxins directly into your bloodstream. That's how I give you a tip.
Oh, that's great.
that's another tipping. Does everyone tip you?
So it depends
on... I think it's an ambiguous thing that people don't understand.
Right. So it depends on the work environment. So if you're going to see a private massage therapist, like I have my own business and I see clients daily and I charge them a specific fee, all that money is coming to me. So I don't expect them to give me a tip. That's my personal philosophy. There's other people out there that...
So you run it like a sole business.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't expect them to give me more money than the fee I'm charging.
Right.
Now, if you work in an office, which I do a couple days a week as well, not all of that fee that the client is paying is coming to me. Half of it, most likely 3/4 of it, is going to the business owner. Mm. So that would be a time when it's pretty necessary to tip, because that's basically half of my pay for that massage.
And how do you know, when you're in New York, but I'd imagine anywhere, how do you know that a massage place is legit and not super sketchy?
And not a place that I would try to get a job to make
from
rent.
LA, I also have that question.
Yeah.
So you really have to just be, you know, use your better judgment. To be honest, if you want to see a licensed
massage
therapist.
Is there some kind of like accreditation or like little seal of approval or...
Well, usually the front of the office or their website, they're going to say licensed massage therapy. That's all it really needs to say.
Now, what kind of training do you do? Because I've done a little bit of massage, like I said, when I was a trainer. And then also, you know, mostly they're just like, hey, do you know how to jerk a guy off in 5 minutes or less? And that's all the training I needed. but I am not licensed. What kind of training do you, because what's the schooling like?
So all the states are different. We all have license, but every state has a different required hours. So New York State And ironically, Nebraska have the most hours required to become a licensed massage therapist. It requires 1,000 hours of school. So it took me about...
Nebraska?
Yeah, Nebraska.
Full stop.
So it took me roughly 2 years full-time, like trimesters, to finish. And there was also a program at the end of my school where we could work in a public clinic because you need to have practice hours once you're out in the real world. And then you have to take a licensing exam. It's crazy. There's like 500 questions. It took 3 hours. It was really hard. I thought it was really hard.
What's the bulk of what you're studying? And I mean, what's the focus?
So it runs the gamut from kinesiology. Kinesiology is the way the body moves, mm-hmm. and all of the different planes that the body moves on. So you can really understand alignment.
Right. So like a private jet 747. Got it. I'm with it.
Okay.
And also anatomy and physiology, from bones and muscles down to how the cells develop, like stuff we learned when we were in 10th grade, but a little bit more in depth. So
do you think the Thai massage place 3 blocks from my place that offers massages for $25 an hour, do you think they've gone through that process?
I would say no. Yeah, no. But I'm not going to say that they're not good, because some of those people that maybe come from Thailand, Asia, they have studied extensively in their homes. They just came here and they're working and they're not licensed, sure. There's a possibility that you might get hurt.
And a lot of those countries, I mean, they're forced into child labor early. So they're really good at massage. You know, it's a sex trade.
So they have many years of experience.
She's
30. She's had 28 years of massage experience.
So my sister went to a massage therapist, not a massage therapist. I don't know what it was. She went somewhere in Florida and her arm went dead. Like the week before she had to go to a wedding, she sent me the craziest video. And you have to understand my sister. She's a very, if you can imagine this, she's a very ho-hum character when things go wrong. So like her arm just, she had no, she FaceTimed with me and she's like, I don't know what to do. She had to go see a doctor about
it. She got the massage.
She got the massage. It was a deep tissue massage. It was a pretty legit place. Like it was pretty expensive and, you know, seemed like the kind of place that you would trust. She went for a deep tissue massage and her arm just went like it was dead. Like
yeah, she said, well, it just felt. She should have gone to the doctor immediately.
She did, but she had no idea what to do about it. She was just
The only thing I can say about that is there could have been some kind of nerve blockage, damage, a little bit of a circulation issue.
Yeah.
Not saying that even it was from the massage. That stuff can happen just on its own.
Yeah. Stop trying to blame our guest. God, Steven. I like how he's...
And now you're going to blame massage therapy for your sister's limp arm.
No.
This is a personal vendetta against masseuses.
He's like, I want to learn how to give Christine a massage. And he's just been fired up. Like, okay, I'll get this bitch in my house. I'm going to put chicken fingers in. She's vegan. So I'm going to fuck with her mental state. I'm going to bring in some piping hot chicken. And we're just gonna ask you a couple questions about massage and figure out like how to help ourselves.
Why did you hurt my sister?
Your people. My sister's the one-arm woman. Jesus.
My sister's dead. She had a dead arm for 24 hours once, but it might have been the same.
She's
dead.
Actually, she comes out from under the couch. She's been hiding under the couch the whole time. She pops out.
No, it's
welcome
just
to
it's
my
just
tale
her
of revenge.
And okay. She's why I'm here.
And
shifting
she's going to beat you to death with her dead arm because she won't feel it and you're going to feel
but
it
that's
all.
That's fine. I love bodies. So I'll take her very limp arm.
So you'll fix her dead arm.
Yeah.
Not necessarily going to fix
she's
that.
You're not a healer, not a mender.
This is something I noticed that you said when I was a trainer. I had to say this. Will people come into you with crazy questions, like serious medical conditions, and you have to have the sentence, I am not a doctor.
Yes.
Go see a doctor.
Because yes.
I heard you say that, and I remember as a trainer, people would come in and they'd have these crazy, just like, oh, I have these weird clots showing up and like blood spots and I have loose sensation. And you're like, go to a doc. Well, I don't have health insurance. And I figured, you know, it's like, I know how to get a kink out of your neck. I don't know. But people, right?
So the number one thing for us that we also learned as massage therapists, we are not allowed to diagnose. The number one thing is do no harm. The last thing you want to do is do harm to your client. And what you need them to do is to recognize that when there's a serious situation, they need to go to the doctor. even if you're promoting the holistic well-being, you know, no doctors, that's not me. That's not me as a massage therapist. We all work together. It's called complementary medicine for a reason.
Right.
Some Western medicine, we've made incredible, incredible strides in Western medicine.
Oh, I'm on tons of Vicodin right now. It's phenomenal.
Not necessarily for that reason, but...
Yeah. Oh, I was just trying to get relaxed for the massage episode.
Okay, pivot. When you approach someone new, mm-hmm. how do you assess where to even begin?
We talk about the kind of issues they're having. Might do a little a line assessment, take a look at where their imbalances are, whether one hip is a little higher than the other, one leg might be a little longer than the other, which is causing some low back issues. Most of the time, the first question is, what do you do? What is your posture most of the day? And now, you know, 80% of America, at least, is working at a computer. So there is just a phenomenon happening of everybody coming in with the same problems, low back pain and shoulder pain. I would say probably with all the clients I have, 75% of them have these issues, and it's because we're sitting at desks all day. And they say the new saying is sitting is the new cigarette smoking.
Right.
Oh,
but do you buy into standing desks? Saying? I mean, is
standing
that...
desks are awesome.
Well, Oh, go for it, Megan.
Just what's the solution? Because if that's someone's job, which most people's job is sitting at a desk all day on a computer.
Yeah.
And so you have this chronic lower back or chronic shoulder pain and they see you. What can they do in the long term? Or is the only, I doubt they're going to change careers, but is the only answer?
No, of course not.
Get massages on a regular basis to try and work that out or exercise.
So I would definitely recommend massages on a regular basis because that will correct some postural imbalances that are happening. Because what happens when you're sitting at a desk is the muscles in between your scapula and your spine, they get too long and weak because you're bending over. And the muscles, your pecs, they're kind of being crunched because you're at the computer all day. They're getting shortened.
All of our posture just changed.
Oh, I know. I'm sitting all the way back up.
The first time you said posture, I just sat up straight.
We're like 3-year-old school kids.
I know. Sorry, keep going. We're just becoming hyper aware of our bodies and insecure.
So you want to correct those postural imbalances by strengthening the muscles that are weak and lengthening the muscles that have become shortened and have a lot of like little knots in them, which are called adhesions. So that's something a massage therapist can definitely help with because the body naturally it heals itself. So if you're, you know, working on a couple little knots, smoothing out the muscle fibers, your body will heal itself, but you need constant work, constant massage therapy. And then there's exercise, which is the most important thing.
Now, let's say you're someone that doesn't necessarily like getting touched by strangers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Then massage therapy is hard. It's hard.
That's my favorite part.
the part where Steven talks about himself in the third person.
The part where Steven talks about himself in third person, but also where we get to go into like all of your weird intimacy issues.
Out of the gate. Dark episode one of his mind.
The first one we recorded, and I don't know the order, it was a makeup one. And we're like, oh, makeup. And how do we fix our face? And Steven comes in with, should I be waxed? See my asshole? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, yeah.
We had to do about 20 minutes on Steven's body hair issues.
That is very true. Selfish help.
Selfish help.
This is just because he wants to know all of these things.
I do.
I completely because I want to know all of these things. And how else are we going to do it? If I don't make it work for myself, I'm never going to learn how to appropriately rub a woman.
And a lot of people also don't like being touched.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about it.
So I have to be completely honest with you. I have yet to work with somebody who says they don't like being touched and don't like massages. I've met quite a few people, but I've never worked with them.
With your clientele, I don't know how you would meet someone.
But I have worked on people who've never had a massage before and it was their first time. And they were even like in their 50s. So that's interesting, but they were never somebody that was like, I don't like being touched.
That actually would be funny to watch. What do you do with someone who doesn't like to be touched? I don't know. Probably never meet them because my job is to touch people. Yeah. You're like, I will probably never have an interaction with them. That's Reiki.
What do you mean?
That would be good for you.
Reiki is just the massage healing where you don't touch.
I'm not buying into Reiki. That's another episode of me just being skeptical.
Yeah, well, that's an episode of me doing Reiki on you because I used to be a Reiki healer when I worked on the cruise ship.
Whoa.
Then this is good for you.
Or I was just on a lot of hallucinogenics.
Yeah, I was going to go with there was a lot of drugs on that cruise ship,
too. But this is good because, like Megan was asking earlier, and Stephen, you guys are talking about legit massage places. So this is good for people listening who have never had a massage. They're wondering where to go because there's so many of these discount massage places. I don't want to name names, but you know, name names of companies, but you go in and they just kind of put you on a table.
I mean, it's not like there aren't national massage chains or anything like that. Like there's no McDonald's.
Yeah, there are. Massage Envy.
Yep. But you go in.
Burke Williams, heard of it?
But see, yeah. And those places, because you'll go in and that's what's interesting is if you want a good, like a legit massage, it's going to be beneficial. You need to, what Michelle was talking about is that assessment, a postural assessment at the top of the session, because a lot of people you walk in and you're like, oh, you ordered the massage packet number 3. Great. Lay down. Tell me how hard.
Well, yeah. It depends on the therapist. And I'm not saying anybody from Massage Envy is, you can have some really, they're all licensed. No, they work there.
They suck. That's where his sister went. So fuck that. All right.
That's not true.
I'm joking.
That is not true at all.
We'll be bleeping all these names of national. These could be future sponsors.
Yeah, let's not mention it. It's just, you know. So, yeah, they're all licensed, but they just have their own. It's kind of like a conveyor belt. So, you know, the client goes in, they've got 50 minutes and they're out.
Well, maybe they're just there's a small little.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's nice to have a few minutes before you start to really go into everything.
Mm-hmm. But I would imagine you really develop relationships with clients.
Yes, that's so my goal.
Because
you want to continue along the line.
Like any therapist that you see regularly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, and then you get return.
Exactly.
I mean, then they're just your regulars. But what's... I'm very wealthy. Wink. So this is totally for other people. But what... Because I think a big reason most people do not get massages on a regular basis professionally is money and just
especially
cost.
Younger people.
So like realistically, yeah. Well, it's you know that's like you know why would I get a massage when I could just buy a couple bottles of vodka? but what are we looking at like for someone to go get a massage for an hour and have it be a good massage? Realistically, like what's the price?
Well,
breakdown?
It depends on where you're located. Like for example, decent. New York City and LA are going to be probably the top places where somebody's going to pay a lot more money to get a massage and we're going to charge it because
or anything else because
for anything else. Yeah. Whereas I know when I go to my hometown, like my father, he continues to get massages and the person he's going to see who has amazing credentials is charging half of what I'm charging. Yeah.
So but LA, New York.
They're not tied to your overhead.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to live in New York.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
And Nebraska would probably be pricey too, huh? They get those 1,000 hours.
That's the other thing. Hey,
I think Nebraska's something strange.
My student loans from this school, I've got to pay for those now.
Right. Yeah.
I have no money. I'll pay you in corn.
So I would say on average, at least in New York City, an hour long session is on average $100. But if you go to a spa like at the Four Seasons or something like that, you're going to pay around $360. But that's also because you're getting the whole experience, the sauna,
the
bath, the room, all the different healthy treats and tea and all of that, you know. But if you're just coming for an hour, 90 whatever minute session, the person's coming to your house, you're just going to their small little studio, I would say it ranges from $100 to $150 an hour, depending on how long they've been a therapist.
That's reasonable.
But I think what Megan's getting at, and I feel like where we're taking the podcast next, mm-hmm. is for people that don't have the luxury of being able to afford a massage therapist.
Again, third person. We're all
again,
very rich.
But
we're very
I've
wealthy.
Wanted to
this
give
is for
good
other
massages
people.
Just as a gentlemanly man. For as long as I can remember, every time I go to because I do the same thing I think that everyone does, where you're like, oh, where are your shoulders tight? They're in the shoulder. And then you rub the exact place where their muscles, you think their muscles are tight. And then you're like, and then do you do that for 2 minutes?
They're making
and then
a
like,
screaming sound. You're like, that's actually my kidney. That, well, oh, yeah. This feels tight.
So let's talk about my girl. So we are going to bring out my girlfriend, Christina.
Yeah, we have a live person.
We have a live person. And then...
She's not dead like your sister's arm. Yeah, well, like
but maybe we'll she will because she'll have that now because he's blaming me. So
see,
well, that's what I'm fearful. No. I'm fearful.
But so Christina, her back really tenses up quite a bit. Like she complains about it all the time. She's always coming home from anything. She's like, "Can you please rub my back?" And I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know how to properly rub my girlfriend, and it makes me crazy. So I've been talking to Michelle just as a friend, like, can I just hire you to come and show me how to run my girlfriend?
Yeah.
So that he can eventually take away your business. Yeah. I don't like
that. That's what I said to him. That's what I said to him the first time he asked me. I was like, well, then I'm going to lose my client.
Oh, Michelle, hold on. I don't think I could ever come close to you.
So just teach him
all
the wrong things.
We're going to do a segment called Girl Talk real quick. Stephen can't hear this part of the show. Okay. Girl Talk, tampons and
It's girl talk, periods, and boys.
Show him the wrong way to do it, and then you'll just keep making money.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a real big idiot. He's a real big dummy. It's not going to be a problem.
And then do something that's, you know, and then she'll come back to you like twice a week. Yeah. I don't want to take your business.
Yeah, totally.
Like she'll come back even more because now her back will be actually
broken. Yeah, let's go back into
that.
Girl talk. Are you ready? Let's bring Christina out. I was just telling her, like, hey, this is one of my best friends. Do a good job massaging her.
Just do a really good job. We were telling her to make sure, you know, like,
the veil of transparency is very
15 minutes.
We've now got Christina laying face down on a massage table, and we're going to learn some deep tissue massage. And while Christina is getting rubbed down, we're going to keep asking some questions and get some more intel on the massage world in general. But Michelle's got a disclaimer. Here we go.
What I was saying to Steven a little bit ago was the most important thing is to do no harm. So even though I'm teaching somebody how to give a massage, the most important thing is that you not hurt them. And the other thing you have to remember, since there's a lot of people that are going to be listening, this is just for your family and friends. I mean, it's to say that you're giving massages to all these people would not be so great, Stephen. Okay. Right. So it's just going to be for your girlfriend.
Okay. So, but Christina specifically likes being rubbed really, really, really hard.
Yes. So I'm going to show you and you're just going to try not to bruise her.
Bruising is that's the level that I need to not fuck
up. This is amazing.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, this is only for friends and family and people in your marching band. Okay. Those are the only people you're allowed to rub. Can I add that? Because I feel, you know, we want to not leave anybody out. So this is going to be a fun experiment because I'm holding the mic and I'm just going to pass it. We're just going to pass the mic. I might give Christina the mic in a second and we'll get some good moans.
So Michelle, let me ask you. So, do you always massage with a towel? So right now, Christina's laying face down on the massage table, and she has kind of like a towel, like a sheet over top of her. Is that how you always do this?
All states require maximum draping for the clients. So every time you're working on a specific body part, that can only be undraped. So she needs to be draped for most part of the session.
Oh, interesting. Because I just had a massage.
I did not know that.
At Equinox, which I will plug. It's a great gym. They have great therapists there.
They're great.
And I noticed that the difference in going to a more expensive professional place, I'm now finding out, I was draped, where a lot of times you'll go in and they're like, strip, and you're just...
Yes. There you go. Mm-hmm. There's to answer your question earlier. So a lot of more of the... body work places that might not say licensed massage therapy on there, they're probably not going to be as conservative with their draping. I know I've definitely experienced that a couple times.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I always assumed the draping wasn't really...
lackadaisical with their draping. And you notice it as a person being on the table.
You know, I've broken up with two guys for lackadaisical draping. I can't tell you how nice it is to finally have somebody else be some...
You
I'm
like,
mad about
you
it.
Like that expression? Lackadaisical
draping?
Oh, I do.
And Maximum Draping is my favorite rapper.
I think he's overrated personally.
So, but I know the first thing I noticed is you just started rubbing and there was no like oil. There was no, I always thought there was more involved with this, that you needed all sorts of.
Well, massages are not just one. I love Steven's like, just get out the oil and let me oil up my girlfriend's ass. I mean,
like,
is this what you're doing?
I do kind of think of massages. I think that is a male problem is that most men are trying to use massages as foreplay.
Oh, 1,000,000%. That's what I was going to say.
Duh.
This is the anytime I'm dating somebody and they're like, let me give you a massage.
Yeah.
It lasts no longer than 10 minutes because they're just trying to touch you.
Right.
Rub your shoulder and then rub massage.
I have personally gotten myself in some pretty sexually precarious situations because I will not turn down a free massage.
Right. And
so I,
you know, 1 second they're in your shoulders, the next minute.
Most dudes just do it to get laid.
In your pussy. And I can't take it.
Okay. So yep. Michelle has already rubbed like a lot of Christina.
Basically, I am kind of feeling, you know, where tension she's holding right now in her body. I have not undraped her yet. And just kind of feeling around as to where there might be more
and
tight
really,
points.
And you've really kind of gone head to toe on her back and legs. So what are you feeling for? Like, where do you feel?
So I'm feeling for areas that are more tight. Mm. So you can feel in her shoulders, which actually aren't as tight as they normally are because she was just on vacation. And there might be little, like, they're little nodules along the muscle fiber that feel like, we call them knots.
Yeah.
But in the massage world, they're adhesions. And they literally feel like either tiny little nodules, like a jelly bean, down to an M&M, all the way up to something almost as big as a golf ball.
I got
that's
those.
When someone's like, I feel like I have a golf ball in my shoulder. Well, it's kind of the size of that. And that's an adhesion. And it's the muscle fibers, if you remember from biology class.
Nope.
Sticking together because they have a lack of blood flow to that area.
Now I have a question. Because so now what kind of massage are you doing on Christina right now? Ooh, cute tan line. Cute bathing suit.
So right now, all I was really doing was feeling around for imbalances and, you know, the little knots and things. And now I'm actually about to do something called skin rolling.
So what did you assess from feeling around?
The middle of her back is pretty tight.
Okay.
These Which areas is along her spine.
Common. That's something yeah. she talks about a lot.
Right in here, in between her shoulder blades, which I was mentioning before, is probably, we're Hold just going to focus closer. On her back today. Those are the main tight points, I would say. A little bit of the side of the neck
okay.
is a little bit tight. And you can feel the difference between here and here.
Can I feel?
And yes, you can feel.
I think that's what you're yeah. supposed to be doing.
Wait. Part two of Steven's earlier question. How do I give a massage if I'm afraid of touching people?
Oh, okay.
Do you feel the difference?
What
so
am
this
I
is
supposed
a muscle.
To, that's a muscle.
So come in
he
here.
Doesn't.
Don't be afraid.
All right.
So this, I'm going to it feels like a rope.
But
I'm going to go over it.
Okay. It's, that's like
that's
her,
a
right
muscle,
next to her spine.
And she's very tense right here.
Right.
Now, if we go down to her low back, it's the same muscle.
Okay. Right. And you can feel the same thing.
You can feel that it's just not as tense. Lean in a little.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Okay.
So the difference in
I can kind of.
So in the way they're doing this, I just want to say.
Yeah.
Takes a long time.
Takes a long time to.
I'm going to do a little.
Yeah.
They're doing it. So Michelle's doing this with an open palm. Just if you're listening, because we're doing like describing massage audio.
Right.
So if you're also trying to follow along, which you should not be, because do no harm. But if you are directly disobeying Michelle's rules and you're following along, open palms. She's got open palms and it's a nice, like smooth movement. So she's not taking fingers and jamming them into her spine.
Not right now, because this is more of an assessment. I'm right. more doing, it's called fascial stretching, which is okay. The most superficial layer of tissue above the muscle, and that can get really sticky and create a lot of tightness in the back. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm kind of stretching the superficial layer
right
so
above,
really
under the
slow.
Skin and above the muscle.
And you don't use any kind
of,
you
what
never
about
use
that
any
move
kind
where you
of like
make
oil?
A fist and
you
really
are.
Dig in.
Okay.
So this is the, I know you can't see, but this is skin rolling.
Okay, so skin rolling. So it's almost what she's okay. doing with her hands. It looks like, oh, I feel like I'm doing a play-by-play. So what she's almost making her hands creep along the skin, almost like a little
she's
spider.
She's like spidering her hands down. Like if you think of the way you tent your fingers in yoga or something like that, and she's pulling forward as she's pushing her thumbs to the muscles that surround Christina's spine.
Now I have a question while you're doing this, because we have got other a lot of other real important questions Megan and I were very stressed out about today. So when you go in, so right now Christina is in, we're just, I mean, obviously you just want to go panties. You want nothing on your back, right? So when someone comes in and they go, you can do underwear or no underwear, whatever you want to do, what do you prefer?
It doesn't matter to me.
What a cool bitch.
Very professional.
What a cool bitch we got here.
You shouldn't make.
What about if a woman does not want to take her bra off?
I'll say that we can work around it, whatever makes you comfortable.
What a cool bitch.
But ideally, for the massage, it's better to just
That's how I like to get a massage. Right? Pussy out, bra on.
That's also how I like to get fucked.
For the massage, if they're having some back issues, I would definitely recommend taking off the bra because I can work a little bit deeper with that. But yeah. you can wear the bra. It's totally fine. As long as she doesn't, you know, care if there's a tiny bit of oil on it. Most of the time they don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, some piece of trash is not going to take her bra off. It's not that expensive. She's never had a nice massage.
It's already covered in oil.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Those people. And now, question for in the moment. Is this fun for you to be giving a massage while people are screaming the word pussy in your face?
It's a little bit difficult. I'm sure Tina's not enjoying it as much.
Oh, this isn't normal. This isn't normally how you work.
Hold on. Now, is this more or less relaxing than a normal massage, Christina?
In terms of the way Michelle's touching me, it's just as relaxing. But in terms of like other people like yelling jokes about pussies and stuff and making me laugh, yeah, that's not as relaxing. But
it's a massage for my mind and my back.
Aww.
Oh. Why did we both just have that reaction?
We just had it. That's a very tender moment.
Wait. So now she's spreading she's pushing on Christina's right shoulder.
She's doing the fist move that Megan was talking about earlier. So now this mm-hmm. is, are you trying to starve the muscle fiber of oxygen and blood to loosen it up? Or what are you doing?
She's using her body weight to really push into it.
So you're always using your body weight to create more pressure.
Okay.
You never want to use muscle force. That's how you hurt yourself as the massage giver.
Yeah. Right. So if you don't have a massage table, where is the best place for like a normal person to...
You can do it on the floor, on a massage, on a yoga mat, like a yoga or on the rug, on the bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Having the head at maybe the foot of the bed while they're face up could be really nice. You can work on her shoulders, which I'll show you we can do in a minute.
Okay.
So we're going to let Michelle kind of get... And the other thing too, yeah, because you're using your body. So now this is also a good exercise for you. Is this not a good way to stay in shape?
I try not to use too much muscle force. So
not really.
I would say I used to think when I first started, oh, it's going to be such good exercise for me. When I started feeling that, when I started to give massages that way, I was in so much pain because you'd give 5 massages and you'd feel so tired. And that's not how you're supposed to work.
But
my legs are so much stronger than they used to be because it's all about like lunging. That's how you get the body weight thing in. So definitely my body has changed more. I'm stronger.
But whenever I give a shitty massage, my fingers burn out right away. Like 5 minutes and my fingers are just like...
There's a specific type of way of when you are using your fingers to pressing. Because if you overextend all of your joints, they're going to really burn.
For people that aren't going to commit and get their hours and really study, is there an accessible like first step book that would kind of take you through it or something that you really...
Think there are books that you can find and...
But you don't have one.
You know, like self-help, holistic health. I'm sure like a Barnes & Noble, you can look on the...
But there's not one that really blew your mind.
Honestly, they could probably just listen to this episode 1,000 times and that counts as the training, right?
Sure. I'm not sure that's any kind of training.
No, that's
already.
Wendy's correct.
So, okay, so now we're getting into massage
oil. Don't buy a book, just listen to this episode.
Michelle, what kind of massage oil do you go for?
Lately, I've been just using jojoba oil and I've really enjoyed using avocado oil in the past too because that's a great consistency to it.
Do you just pick that up on Amazon or like where do you hunt that stuff down?
I'll go where it's cheaper.
Oh.
There we go.
The jojoba oil. When I worked for Whole Foods, the jojoba oil, this is the number one go-to oil. And this is, I was going to ask you. And when I saw this little bottle, I got excited. So this, if I'm not mistaken, the consistency molecularly is identical to our natural sebum. And I know this because in the beauty department, this is jojoba oil is also the number one eye makeup remover.
Oh, this sounds real close to coconut oil, Wendy.
You know what? Get off my case.
The problem with coconut oil is there are quite a few people who are allergic to it because it's in the nut family.
Oh, Wendy's.
So with jojoba oil, also, there's most people are not allergic to it.
We have a running joke about Wendy using coconut oil.
I was going to say, oh, no, well, I was going to
say, don't say anything negative about coconut oil.
No, I see your other motive for this
episode. There's no problem with it.
To talk shit about coconut oil.
I love coconut oil too, so I'll be with you on that one.
Thank you.
How many jars do you rub on your face and body daily?
I think that question was to you.
Oh, no, that was to you. I know the answer.
To me? To me?
It's one Costco jug for me.
Well, daily, not anymore. A couple years ago, I started getting eczema from using too much of it.
Wendy, are you listening?
You guys? No, I'm not. I'm focus on Christina's back.
Wendy, you have a problem. We're trying to be nice.
Get off my back and get on Christina's back.
Okay.
So now you're doing, so you said Christina likes deep tissue, correct?
Michelle has an intense posture right now. Like she's kind of tented over with her shoulder, elbow.
Yeah, it's a crouching
neck.
This is a lot of those animal poses from acting class, right?
I was thinking
it's like
yoga.
A tiger. And I just got a thumbs up from Michelle. This is a good challenge.
It's it. There's a lot. Yeah.
This is a fun little challenge while you're, cause I feel like she wants to focus on actually giving a massage. And then at some point you're going to take over and I'm going to lose my mind. I'm so excited.
That's what I'm very excited for. Cause
you're
this
just,
is great.
Just
cause
so
she's a professional and good at this.
No.
I just want to see Stephen Fleming.
I want to watch.
I wish the world could see your grin.
I want you to open up to human touch and in a genuine way. Do you know?
I mean, I think I'm pretty open to human touch. Yeah. It's just soothing masseuse touch that I'm a little closed off to.
Yeah.
I think it's because as a man, I feel like you're so stuck on any kind of human touch. Like you're
afraid you're going to become sexually aroused. I get
it. Oh yeah. But you just got to shut that down, you know?
Shut it down.
That's like every time you just meet a new person and shake their hand, like it's really difficult for you to not get turned on, right?
Yeah. Any human contact. I got a massage from a dude the other day, and this is a very weird, I'm only going to women from now on. Because I got a massage from a man the other day and I was going to ask you about this. He did a lot of, when they massage your hands, they go in and it's almost like a handhold pose and they can kind of rotate your wrist. And every time I've gone to a strip club, there's always some dude who's like, this stripper, do you think she's into me? And I'm like, these guys are idiots. I got one massage from one dude. 10 minutes in, I was like, I get it. I was waiting for him to propose. He flipped me over and I was like, there's going to be a ring this at the end. There's got to be a ring coming. He was very emotional. I gave him all of my money. Can I sleep at your house?
Are masseuses the equivalent of strippers to women? Is that, I mean, like, I feel like male masseuses kind of get that stereotype.
Kind of, right?
Michelle, what was your experience in masseuse school with men? Can we talk about that? It's what are the...
So I have to correct you, Stephen.
Please.
So masseuse is an old word that tends to be sexually derogatory.
Okay, so what do you
in the new days of political correctness and more being much more professional and respecting the profession, it's a massage therapist. So no more use of masseuse.
Oh, I'm feeling real old-timey right now.
Yeah.
Oh, like, man. I'm like a racist grandmother.
Yeah, she's almost as mouthy as my stewardess was. Ooh, that's a nice little PC thing. Don't say masseuse.
Yeah.
Look at, I feel very shamed. But what if, can I call a man a masseuse? Can we be a masseur?
Ooh, that's monsieur. Even sexier.
Ooh. Monsieur. I like to objectify men when they're touching my body.
Who
is that
doesn't?
Okay?
But I feel like if we're looking for equality, I mean.
Equality.
Yeah. I mean, you're not, because you're not trying to objectify a massage therapist.
Oh, 100%. I'm paying
Definitely
somebody
not.
To touch my body. Yeah. You're an object.
I'm with Wendy here.
But men should not objectify the women that massage them if you're getting it. I mean, that is the opposite of what we're.
No,
right?
But it's our turn now.
Right.
Steven.
These are reparations. You guys have had it for too good for too long.
We get a crack at it.
Yeah, just
How's
give me
that
a little
hot
try.
Dick treating you.
So Christina's been massaged. We did the basic assessment and now Michelle is going in and paying attention to each specific muscle. Now, the type of massage that you are doing now, would you call this what type?
Trigger point work.
Trigger point work. Okay. And what is that?
It's finding every single little nodule and bursting the bubble.
Bursting the bubble of the nodule.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, how do you do
Trying
that?
So in layman speak,
it's like breaking a little cookie crumb and breaking it down into smaller crumbs and crumbs and crumbs until it dissolves.
And you're doing it very slowly, like much slower.
That's something that Tina always said about my pace, is that I work really slow.
And is that something that you developed, or is that something
that I just started to do when I first started? It was just the pace I worked at. I don't really love to do a faster massage, but it really depends on what the client wants too, because somebody who needs a lot of circulatory work definitely needs a faster massage, because it'll pump more blood and it'll just be more of like a sports massage, like a pre-event sports massage. It's going to be a lot more range of motion stuff, stretching, and more quick pace kind of things, like more surface kind of stuff like this.
Like a Swedish massage?
Kind of, yeah, not as deep tissue. Yeah, okay. Definitely. Swedish massage can be very slow, though.
Right.
So what's the best? So different types of massage, obviously, for different problems. So like, what would be the best type of massage for relaxation, or for if you have a bunch of knots, nodules?
So for relaxation, Swedish massage is definitely something you would want.
And for serious like knots and stuff like that, deep tissue?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now when you're doing the trigger point, and I know this from when I was a trainer, when you're stretching, when you have a client just stretching a muscle, when they're doing static stretching in the gym, you want to hold, I can remember holding a stretch, it'll hurt. And then you hold the stretch for 30 to 60 seconds for something called the Golgi tendon organ, the GTO to release. So is that the same? What kind of time?
That kind of response sometimes you're looking for. So if I'm working on her, the origin of her hamstrings, right at the bottom of her hip here, you're going to look for the Golgi tendon organ. That's right. It's in the origin of the muscle. And you're kind of waiting for it to just kind of collapse.
And that,
so you just hold on that?
Yeah.
Really, it not, you're not putting a ton of pressure on there, are you?
It's a medium.
Yeah.
Medium. And I kind of just wait for it to...
to relax.
Relax. Which sometimes it doesn't happen.
But yeah, but I do remember that. And I was one, as I was watching you, and I know I feel that. So I know a little about massage, but that's, I was wondering if you, and I feel so damn smart right now, because I threw out a vocab
word. You really do know.
We should be doing this live streaming on video, because Michelle's face lit up and I was like, and I know, look, I'm really turning it on for the podcast and yelling about.
You are.
The, you know, P-U-S-S-Y word, which I'm not going to say, but I will spell. But I'm actually a smart bitch and I know about this stuff. So now when you're doing that, now I have another question. So you're holding, so if people are doing this at home and you're massaging someone and you find the knot or the adhesion to put pressure on that, are you doing the same type of a slow, like holding it?
So there's different types of things you can do. You could just press it and wait and kind of go in slowly. That's the other thing. You don't want to bruise the person. So you don't want to like punch that area and go, you have to go in very slowly, kind of like melt into it.
Okay.
You also could do like circular friction around it, which would be something like a back and forth motion in a little circle, or you could just do transverse friction. These are all the terms we learn to name the different techniques to massage.
And then you can actually just feel the muscle release. So what is, as far as, here's something, talking about sports massage and things like that, because I went to, like, if I go get a massage, I'll do it at my gym. As far as exercise, do you want to, on the day if you're going and say to get a deep tissue massage, or let's say specifically deep tissue or even a sports massage, but anything, should you work out that same day?
So you can work out that same day. I mean, I have so many clients that come after doing such an intense workout.
Right.
And expect a super deep tissue massage, but they're going to be a little sore and I'm not going to work really deep in those muscles.
They're going to be really tight. So you can't,
they're going to be really tender actually. And that is definitely more of a, tender reaction for the next day. They're going to be even sorer than they normally were.
Right.
So in that case, I wouldn't, you know, I do really, really, really deep work.
Right.
Like if somebody were to run a marathon, that's a post-event sports massage. They would come to you for circulatory work.
Right.
Circulatory. They would never expect a deep tissue massage after something like that.
Right.
They wouldn't want it because they'd be,
oh, would like be burning. Super painful. And then also the other thing too with after, and I can probably guess the answer, and this is not just because I'm psychic, but if do you want to exercise after a massage?
I would wait till the next day.
Next day? Okay.
That's my own personal belief. So some people would go off and do that. I wouldn't recommend it because you're more susceptible to hurting yourself.
Okay.
You could hurt yourself.
So yeah. Do it on an off day when you're not working out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Do it on like a rest day. Yeah. I mean, you'll see people, and I see people at the, you know, you see people at the gym, or a lot of people just don't know about this kind of stuff. And so they'll think, oh, I'll get a massage. And then I know when I was a trainer, I would have clients who would get a massage and then come to work out with me 2 hours later. And I'm like, this is not going to be an effective workout. So a lot of people don't. So good. So do it on an off day. And then this is also super important that I think a lot of people don't know when you're going to get a massage. Drinking water and like, because it's detoxifying, correct? So what do you recommend as far as prepping before your massage, like eating water before, after? How much extra water should somebody intake on a massage day?
I would say drink a nice amount before you go, but you don't want to drink so much that in the middle of the massage, you have to go to the bathroom, which does happen sometimes. You take the time, you go pee real quick and you come back, and that's totally fine.
I just, with the toxins, with like, you know, drinking water, how many toxins can I put into my body before I get a massage?
Yeah, like, that's like, important.
How many cigarettes and whiskeys can I have? Drunk. I'm not a fan of the spas that give you all that alcohol while you're there, and then they promote massages. It's not great because actually, and I'll be honest, your senses are numbed. We all know this. If we drink too much, your senses are numbed and they could be saying more pressure. And then the next day they have all these bruises. It's the same with taking, that's something that we always have to ask people for medications. You know, how many muscle relaxers or how much Aleve or Excedrin, how much have you taken today? Because you're definitely not feeling as much pain as you could right now.
Interesting. I didn't think about that. And
or Tylenol, or like a high dosage of Tylenol because your orthopedist gave it to you because you have so much hip pain.
I could see someone even taking a muscle relaxant before a massage, thinking that that would in some way help with the massage. Do you know, they're just like being ignorant to it?
It's definitely happened, of course, but deep pressure is going to end up really hurting the person.
So now as far as other types of massage, because I know with different, so we have like deep tissue, sports massage, and they'll do the Thai massage where they loosen up your joints, mm-hmm. and that feels really great.
I do Thai massage.
You do that? Mm-hmm. That's so, I love that.
It's all where, on a mat on the floor.
Yeah, where you're then you're pushing.
What is the difference? I mean, what can you just describe what a Thai massage is?
Thai massage uses a lot of the meridians that are pretty popular in Chinese medicine, but it's Thai, so it's a little bit different. To use different pressure points along those meridians to release energy blockages. Okay. And then there's a lot of stretching, a lot of like rotational movements in the joints. And what it's coined is like yoga for lazy people, because the therapist puts the client in all these different positions and they're supposed to be as passive and relaxed as possible. I love it. It's so fun. Awesome.
Oh, Thai massage is...
And you're clothed. You're totally clothed.
Oh, not in my place. That was this dude.
Well, the one that I... Yeah, because if you're getting put in all these positions, you have to...
Right, you have to wear...
You have to be wearing like sweatpants, shorts, whatever, a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I was wearing panties. Real cute lacy ones. I really think he likes me, guys.
You were getting a Thai massage there, then?
He switched halfway through. That's why I think he likes me so much, because I...
Oh my God, you sound so insane.
Maybe you should just go back there and ask him out.
Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Let me wait till I pick out my wedding invitations. And then I just want to have everything ready.
Did he tell you his real name too?
Yeah, Bambi. His name was Bambi. So as far as like detox, because like massage is great for detox and like detoxing your lymphatic system. I'll go in for that kind of stuff. Does with the Thai massage, I feel like, does that release a little bit more of the toxins out of your muscles, or is that a complete fallacy that I've told myself?
It's all the same.
I think. As far as detoxification?
Yeah. In different ways.
Yeah.
You know?
Questions. Okay. Yeah.
I'm getting very eager to have Steven attempt to do this.
No.
Because you're doing such
Hold on. Time out. Megan, say that again.
I want Steven to now attempt to massage Christina.
No. Michelle, do it. Michelle, keep going a little longer.
Sorry, Christina. It's for the sake of the podcast.
I don't think I've ever made Christina that relaxed in my entire life.
I know. I've never heard that voice come out of
you. You know, now that I hear that voice, I'm beginning to think that our relationship is very stressful.
Yeah.
just default setting, very stressful.
Right. Her voice dropped 4 octaves.
Yeah. I've never heard her be that.
And it was just slow, syrupy, no, with a little accent.
It's like an infantile no.
Yeah.
She's reverted to childhood.
I know. Steven, don't sit on the couch. Get close. You're allowed to. He's like, well, no, I'm not even going to do it.
So far away right now.
I'm just going to leave, guys.
You're so far away.
I'm feeling a lot of peer pressure right now.
I know. I feel like I'm back in marching band. I don't want a massage. She's having some PTSD flashback.
Having PTSD to marching band.
Just getting weird massages from the marching band teacher. Don't cry. It's your turn.
After practice, no one else is there. It's also at the marching band coach's home.
Yeah.
It's a studio apartment.
Here, we trust me. That. It's just like a trombone. This is just like a sliding trombone.
Oof. Blow into it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gross.
I didn't name names. Jeez Louise. So the pace is super important.
It makes me relax right away.
I like that we have not
like
checked
nice,
in with
slow, steady, smooth.
It's so it's so much slower than I would think it would be.
Rub my back the way I suck your dick, and then you'll be fine.
That's what I was thinking.
This is the
good. Do it. Do a good job.
Yeah, go nice and
that's
slow.
That's what she's
like
saying.
You're warming up my clit, but it's my back.
See, but I feel like everything Christina and I do with touching, it relates back to sex stuff. Sorry, Michelle.
I mean, this is about you wanting to massage your partner. So.
Right. Right.
Yeah. You're not trying to make a living out of doing this.
No, no. Yeah, I'm exactly. Just trying to specifically massage Christina.
Speaking better. Of massage always leading to sex, I would at one point like to ask you how I might massage myself. Because I do live alone and I'm real tense. Is there a way to work out your own shoulders at all without completely
the
screwing it up?
The shoulder thing is really hard to do on your own. Shit. You could do like your hands, your elbows, your forearms, which now in this society is getting really tight on everybody because everyone's typing all the time. Mm-hmm. Massage your own feet, your calves, your quads. But when it comes to your torso and your neck and your shoulders, it's pretty hard to do. You could get a tool called the cane.
The cane? Oh, I've got plenty of massage tools. Wink, wink, in case my mom's listening. So I can
and
just throw
it. That is literally something that looks like a huge candy cane that you can put in little knots on your shoulder and you can pull down and it will literally go right into that knot like a finger would.
Cool.
Well, but we have a diesel Hitachi.
Oh yes.
And if you put it on your shoulders, it's awesome. Like it does not suck as an actual massager.
I gotta tell you, the Hitachi's so intense because I've got one. Yeah. It's so intense on my pussy that I almost can't come. But I did almost come just trying to work out a knot on my hamstring the other day. I was like, oh, that's the spot. I gotta move it far away. It's so intense. I had to really drag it far away.
That was the first vibrator I ever bought when I was
the Hitachi.
Years old.
Wow.
I went real big.
Hold on. When you were,
let's just go for it.
When you were how old?
19.
Oh. Was that before?
What did you think I said? 12?
I assumed 15 when you started.
I thought she said 12.
Yeah. I assumed it was around the time of meth.
I was doing meth and having regular sex at 15, like a fucking adult. Okay. Thank you. I was very mature for my age.
Those Hitachi things are so crazy.
They are. Big.
Oh, man. Now I just want to talk about that. I need to get a new one. The last one exploded on my thigh. It was real scary.
It exploded?
Hold on.
A rabbit had eaten through the cord partially. It was plugged into the wall. It was a whole to-do.
Wait. A rabbit ate through the cord of your vibrator?
I don't understand what's confusing about this.
I just find it very ironic that that's the animal that ate through the cord of your vibrator.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
It was like vibrator competition. He just wasn't going
to
let him
jealousy. Absolutely. You were either going to get yourself off to my namesake or not at all, motherfucker. All right. This is America.
I'm going to attempt to electrocute you in your pussy.
Oh,
Well, back to the massage.
So Michelle.
Which has nothing to do with this conversation. So Michelle, I wasn't a part of that at all.
What kind of
Michelle
oil?
Michelle has a very stern look on her face, right?
What kind of oil should I use on my Hitachi? Jojoba?
No comment.
It's molecularly the same as your pussy sebum.
No comment.
This has got to be the least relaxing massage Christina's ever had.
But the mom seems fine.
Yeah, this is the magical thing.
I think she's just completely tuned us out.
I was going to say, she's a comic. So as a comic...
Michelle, I'm worried I'm never going to be able to pull this off. I'm very intimidated right now.
Do you want to just try one muscle? Do you want to try to pick one muscle?
She's enjoying this way too much. I'm just going to ruin it.
You have to try it. This was the whole purpose.
This is why we did this, Steven.
Okay. We're selfish. This is you being selfish and wanting to learn something for yourself. So do it.
Oh, please learn how to do it right, Steven. Please.
Well, that's a wish from your dying girlfriend. That was her death rattle voice. She is about to die. She can barely speak. And her last wishes are for you to please learn how to do this. This is why we did the show.
Learn how to do it right.
Right.
She said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just do one muscle. I promise.
Just get in there.
Do it.
So how should
get in there,
this?
Buddy.
Shoulders.
You can do one hand, hold the mic. Here. Do you need me to hold anything?
You're going to need to hold the mic.
Oh, I feel like I'm taking my son to kindergarten. Honey, get your back. Do you want me to hold your backpack? These people are nice.
You have your apple juice?
All right.
These people are nice. Oh, God. The moment of truth is here. I'm so excited.
Right. So what are we doing?
So you're going to come sit down like I was right here. And the most important thing you want to remember, if you are going to use some oil, not too much. You're not an oil spreader.
I got to write down the kind of oil, but probably not. On the day-to-day, we're probably not going to break out oil.
You actually look like a massage therapist. You could be.
Thank you, Michelle, but that's not necessary.
Let's see what he's got.
Okay, so...
Oh, God. He just slapped her back. You did the exact opposite of what Michelle said to do.
I just made her deep worse.
She's not bongos. She's not bongos.
So you're going to want to feel a little bit of the temperature that's rising from her skin before you put your hands down.
Okay.
That makes you work slower. So you hover.
Are you thinking about anything with your breath when you're doing this?
Don't worry about your breath right now. Just breathe normally.
I feel like we're playing light as a feather, stiff as a board at a sleepover.
That's exactly what this feels.
Very creepy.
And we're doing massages. This is just like I'm in sixth grade again.
And there's
a much older man in the room with us.
All right, guys.
So we're going to go to her shoulder.
Okay. All right. The top of the shoulder.
You're going to feel what you're going to, you don't want to hurt your fingers.
Okay.
So you're going to use these right now. Okay.
Tips of my fingers.
Yes. So you're going to kind of just sink
in there
and glide over the bone. So I want you, don't be afraid to go in. So you got to feel around the scapula. You know what the skeletal system looks like. Remember those things. Remember those things, and you're gonna feel. You're gonna feel the tension.
Okay.
And ride it out here.
Well, the podcast is taking a turn. He thought this was really gonna turn up the romance, and the first thing was, this sucks.
Yeah.
I would bring the mic down, but
this is the opposite.
So, Tina, how does that feel?
Actually, great.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And in a shocking turn,
it feels great.
See? That's all you need to do, really. And then you can go in over here, up a little further, and go to the top border here, which is where a very important muscle inserts.
Okay.
Which is where a lot of people hold tension, all the way to that top bolt board. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I feel that.
So where is
go
that?
Go back and forth
on the shoulder.
You just want to work. Friction like that, or you could just hold it there.
And what point in that is the, or what's the name? If people want to Google the muscle, the place you're touching?
The levator scapula.
levator scapula.
Is there some type of like a fun alien muscular skeletal sketch that I could study or something like that?
So yeah, there's a ton of things online that I know you like. So you could go ahead and check out Visual Body.
You
it's
know
an
I like
app.
The online.
I was yeah, going to say, Steven, I don't want to blow your mind.
Worldwide web.
If you go, there's something called Google. I'll spell it for you. It's two O's.
You're talking to me who like... just left Facebook, so I don't even know.
You don't even know.
Yeah, I don't even know.
With the internet.
So look, check out Visual Body. Anybody out there who wants to learn a little bit about the muscles, the muscles and the skeletal system, Visual Body. It's a 3D imaging app. It's awesome.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a good tip. Now, Christina usually complains about being really tense in her shoulders and around like the specific the neck too. She always asks me to like grab her neck mm-hmm. and like really massage the sides of her neck. Mm-hmm. Is that wrong?
No, just don't use too much pressure.
I tell him to grab my neck as if he hates
me. Yeah, she tells me to grab her neck like okay. I hate her.
The only thing you have to be careful is the
and
interior.
Now we're back to the section.
The anterior portion right here, there are a lot of very important arteries that run there. The carotid right. artery.
Don't kill my girlfriend.
So I would recommend not her. Pressing on that both sides at the same time.
Okay.
Okay.
But it's more the back. Because she'll faint. You know what I mean? Like you'd grab like a...
But she's on a table.
Right.
The back is
but
better.
Like that. Like
yeah.
She asked for that a lot.
So do that. Okay. So how does she like okay. that? Mm. So you're doing, you're like
up and down. Yeah,
I would watch Michelle do it.
Okay,
here, take this mic. I'm gonna need a hand massage.
All right, all right. All right, I got the mic.
You did a good job, though, Stephen.
I don't think she.
You did.
It was a first try. Not a good one, but still, there's room for improvement.
This is the most fun. So you did a good job. See, so it's about you want to like pacing. You want to go slow.
I wouldn't
slow.
Go so far as to say I did a good job.
Well, see, you did a job.
When you touched my shoulder, that was the slowest you've ever touched me in a massage way. And that felt already 10 times better than when you normally massage me. Okay. It's the slow. It is. I know a massage is not sexual when you're going to a massage therapist, but it is a little, it's sensual. Mm.
Right. Yeah.
The touch is sensual that's and that's necessary for me to relax.
So I'm going to take out this.
Oh, this is so and fun. It's like real right life here. Operation.
Mm. Where's the wishbone?
That's my favorite game growing up. So maybe that's why I get those.
That's like fine. It's like.
That makes sense, right?
You guys, stop the massage. We got popcorn and operation and then pillow
I
fight.
Love that.
This sleepover is getting real fun.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You right, Michelle. Yeah, Michelle. What happened
real
to
real profesh?
What yeah, that you know what that was.
You know what, Michelle has draped me. Michelle's a great draper.
That was
a great draper.
That was some relaxadaisical draping if I've ever seen it, and
you're
I am
right.
offended.
Wendy is livid.
Look, I'm nervous right now.
I know I'm sweating. It's hot.
I am. It's really hot.
Well, I'm
it
in terrible
is
shape.
It's really hot in here.
And well, I was just holding up the two microphones. So my bicep is jacked. I feel so strong. Look at this.
You are ripped.
I think too, Michelle should do your arm or something so you can feel how it feels.
Yeah, I don't.
Please, Stephen.
She's begging you. This is so sad. Just do it.
This is a lot of female pressure.
Yeah, don't you like
this
it?
Podcast? Oh, this podcast so always comes to a place where it's like, I feel a lot of women staring at
and
me.
And they're just
with
like,
high expectations.
Everyone's like, just, well, this is not like we're asking you to build a deck. We're like, let somebody massage your hand.
I hate getting touched though. Like, whenever the thought of a new person like touching me enters my brain, it, like, I tense
it's okay
up.
If you get a boner.
It's not about the boner. Okay. It's about just the, I get tense. I just get like tense. I walk through my day. Just
not
like,
when Michelle touches you. I'm telling you, let the way she touches you is you automatically let every guard down and you just are relaxed.
Yeah. Okay. You just relax and get massaged.
Okay, then we'll yell at you to
ooh,
do
this
it.
Is fun. No, yeah. It's couples therapy. This is going to be a 4-hour episode. It's going to be a 4-hour episode. I love it.
Okay. So where should we go from here?
We should
so
to
you're
going to
want to get a little bit more oil here. So why don't we first? I'm going to show you.
Okay.
So now Christina's rolled over and she's on her back,
and I'm going to show you. So then you can repeat what I do.
Okay.
I've never seen Steve look. Oh, get that! Look at that boner. Ooh.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Hello.
Christina's got a lady boner.
This is a podcast, so we know you guys can't see it, but Christina just had a huge erection.
Yeah. Steven's got a massive erection. Just the thought of...
Guys.
Christina said it's okay if he got a boner. We didn't mean right now while we're doing the podcast. God, she meant when if you're getting a massage.
I don't even care if he gets a boner right now.
You guys blowing up my spot.
Well, hey, you're real blowing not cool. up... You're blowing up your own real, spot. Really? And by spot, I mean the zipper in your pants. Okay? We get it. I can also smell the chicken fingers. They smell delicious. We have to do the rubbing.
And you can go I'm hard your, just knowing there's chicken fingers.
Then
there,
you can put your I'm dick in the sticky sauce. Oh man,
that's a yeast infection waiting to happen, Wendy.
A yeast infection? Yeah. I guess you can get it in your wiener.
Oh yeah,
you can, wieners.
Oh sorry, did I didn't mean to use a medical term. Did I make everybody uncomfortable? Cock. There is that edgier. Oh God, I'm trying to be an adult here.
I love that in Wendy trying to be a mature adult, she gets more filthy.
So we're leaving that world. We're coming back to elongating her pec muscles, which get shortened on Christina because she works at the computer a lot.
Yeah.
So right now, we're trying to lengthen these muscles.
Real hard for me to not just think about breasts right now. Again.
I know. Well, I was going to say, now Steven is going to pop a boner. So pectoral muscles for you guys are all
men
probably
have
like...
Them too.
Right. So pectoral muscle, that's not just like grabbing somebody's
it's
tit.
That.
It's the armpit. The pectoral muscle
right.
is the
connection.
Correct. Pectoralis major and minor.
It attaches to your upper ribs in here.
Underneath mm-hmm. the...
I'm nowhere near...
The clavicle.
The breast tissue.
Yes. Clavicle. Ooh, good word. So
that's right, right?
That's yeah, that that's what, as a woman, it has to be showing. So you're lovable. Is that what we're telling
Something
society?
Something that you could work on her here is the pec muscles because that does contribute to neck pain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to sit down.
Okay.
Sorry.
You
sorry.
Go that way.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Steven is.
Do you know what I really,
but
I will say,
right
what this is nice. This is something that I really love about your guys' relationship. You've been together for a long time and you live together, and Steven still at the thought of Christina's breast is like acting like a 12-year-old boy.
I will
boy.
Be.
You are just.
I can't turn
I'm
that
gonna
off.
Be,
I wish I could.
I'm going to be sincere
no.
for a minute.
No.
It's very sweet.
Oh,
it's very romantic.
Sweet. Do you have any idea how much I wish I could turn that off? Like my entire life. I was
well,
you know.
Yeah, because he doesn't like everybody. But still.
No, not true. But yeah, but I love you.
Aww.
Aww.
All right.
Fuck. I've been
turning you away from him right now.
Now it's a 5-hour podcast. we just got all real
so
quiet.
Now, yeah, we're just like staring at Michelle doing this.
So Michelle's, what she's doing is she's got her forearm and she's not just starting to dig her thumbs and her hands into the muscles. She's taking her forearms into this general.
I'm stretching it a little bit. I'm stretching her neck. In the opposite direction by pushing down on her shoulder and stretching her head in the opposite direction with my forearm.
And so now that's just like general smoothing out the muscle, lengthening it. And then you want to do that before you go in to try to find all the tiny adhesions. Look at people,
so
I think, can follow along to this and actually give a good
massage.
I have
learned that I am not just going to be able to jump into this. This isn't like a casual, like, yeah, I'll just get better at massage. Like, this is a lot of information, studying, work, practice.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Well, that's why she's a professional.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why. And now I like seeing at the top of the show, we were like, how can I get a $25 massage? And now after watching this, I'm like, I will pay $300 to make sure somebody doesn't end up.
Does it the right way.
Right. Cutting the circulation off.
You don't want a dead arm.
Look.
So we're looking at a vein popping up.
That's her carotid artery. It's moving.
What do you? Okay.
I wouldn't do that.
No, but what does that mean?
Okay, this was a real hot tip from Michelle.
don't kill my girl.
So Christina's very relaxed.
The carotid artery.
Right, so we see the carotid artery. Michelle goes, you see that? And you can see the carotid artery. You
pumping.
Can see it pumping and pulsating because that's moving blood through the body.
Yeah.
Despite the relaxing sounds coming out of Christina's voice, she's actually not dead. She's very much with us. And Michelle's tip to Steven was, do you see that? That's a carotid artery. And he said, yes. And she goes, don't poke it. That was the tip.
Hmm.
She did it kind of
but
silently.
You can, it's not like you can't go over there. You can just kind of
right.
smooth
over it.
This is fun. We're like describing it. But I like, this is good because the neck, this is the number one thing, like you were saying, where people, this is where people will want you to massage them. And I think most people with their significant others, what you do is you would throw them in a chair and kind of jump on top.
Well, you
and
just
start
rub
digging.
To me, it's like you dig wherever the pain is right. with your thumb.
And that is.
And this is much slower with wide palms, wide.
Like, right. And the other thing is you have to remember, and this is only something I guess you're going to really get from being educated in all of this, is the fact that the pain doesn't necessarily originate where it's hurting.
How do you figure out where the pain's originating from?
It depends on the her ergonomics at work. It depends on if she hurt herself.
It's always from your heart, Stephen. The pain's always from your heart.
There's no right answer to that unless you're with a specific person.
Right. So that's something you work on a client by client basis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is good. I feel, Christina, how do you feel? I feel like we should probably stop recording, close the shot, and then let her get an actual 10 minutes of quiet. Yeah.
Oh, she needs an actual massage after this massage.
Yeah, she needs a massage. A post-massage.
Not massage.
Massage.
But us yelling pussy in the background while she gets relaxed.
Yeah.
So all those margaritas, you know, they really made her neck tense.
It was so hard to sip them all. The straw wasn't long enough.
You know what we need to do? An episode where we go under hypnosis. This is because, right? We got to do that as an episode.
Did you go to the Renaissance Fair? Remember that? Yeah. Remember that guy that always put people in hypnosis as one of the shows at the Renaissance Fair?
Yeah.
You should try to find him.
He's in jail now. For sure.
I was going to say, I don't know if he's...
Yeah, the guy at the Renaissance. You know, the guy that would hypnotize people and he was doing massages in the back.
Right? Take off your clothes. You're like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just
I'm going to hypnotize you, but first, no panties, no bra. All right.
All right. Well,
so Wendy,
this is great, Michelle. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Michelle. So what was your takeaway from this? We try to make sure we'll get to
try and learn a lesson every week.
What did you learn, Stephen?
I learned that if I'm not just going to dabble in massage, I either need to really take this seriously and do some research, and
or get another job.
But I should also do that because I really like when my girlfriend makes that face. So she looks very relaxed and happy. And I would like to do that to a person. So, yeah.
Don't go into robot voice when you're being a human. I believe in you.
Barely.
He's part robot. His heart is robotic.
I know. Megan, what did you learn?
You're so beautiful.
Well, I mean, I learned that I liked getting fucked the same way I liked getting massaged. Bra and pussy out. I learned that. But I think, I mean, I learned that because my big thing with it, and it's going to come up almost every episode, whatever we talk about, is money for me. It's so hard for me to spend money. And this really is about like self-care. And I have a very fucked up back with lots and lots of knots. And I need to make more of an effort to regularly go and get a massage, because otherwise I fear the long-term effects of not doing that are going to be much more financially damaging than just going to get a massage a couple times a month.
Honestly, definitely. It's the same.
It's preventative care.
Yep.
That's what this is.
The same as getting healthy food. I'm great. Yeah. That's one of my favorite things to spend my boyfriend's money on is a massage. So I can second that. It's a great way to spend yours or anyone's money. And my takeaway is that you guys are just so damn in love. It's very sweet.
It's very nauseating. You know?
No, I love it.
I need you to. Okay, I'm going to surprise you with some guests. I'm not even going to tell you. And we're just going to really open you up. And you're going to be crying and talking to spirits.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be a beautiful partnership. This is going to be a beautiful partnership.
You should teach Stephen how to take a compliment in one of these episodes.
Yeah.
She's not wrong.
That's a great episode.
Yeah, you dumb idiot. Why don't you learn how to take a compliment?
What kind of guest do we get for that?
Maybe it's because me and Wendy call him stupid all the time.
You fucking dense moron. You can't take a compliment? I'm being sincere. You cunt. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Give it up for Michelle.
Give it up for Michelle.
Because I'm standing. Michelle,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
How can people in New York, how can they get a massage from you?
Oh, yeah, Michelle.
Do you have an email or a website or something?
I do have a website. It's actually called vitabymichelle.com. It's VITA by Michelle.com. And my name is spelled with one L.
So you can get all my information there. You could check out my Instagram account at Vita by Michelle.
And we'll list all that in the show credits so that you can check it out there as well.
Oh, what, on the just because we have another special guest, Christina, what did you learn today?
I learned that I love Michelle's touch. And I always have, and I always will.
No one has ever touched me like Michelle.
You guys, I'm going to, if you're in New York or just make a trip out here, go to Michelle, because she's turned Christina into like a weird old Southern man on a porch. I love Michelle's touch.
She sounds like a Southern man who's just constantly smoking cigarettes, but never inhaling.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he just always has one lit, but it never touches his mouth.
This is amazing. Thank you so much, Michelle. We'll put all the links up so you guys can contact her through there. And
thank you for having me.
Jammers.
This has been great. This has been Jammers. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.